My name is Brian Wright, and it may only be 10 degrees Fahrenheit outside, but it's warm inside. I've got a nice cup of coffee and some good records for you here on the Shellac Stack. I think that's a pretty good way to start off the program. That's the Williams Sisters welcoming you to this edition of the Shellac Stack. My name is Brian Wright, your host, with 78 RPM records from the 19-teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, all kinds of music. And the Williams Sisters, incidentally, were Hannah and Dorothy Williams, teenagers at the time of that recording, made December 18th, 1926 in Chicago, Illinois, inside the Webster Hotel. Featuring Wayne Allen at the piano. That's a tune called Nothing Else Matters Anymore. The Williams Sisters had recorded earlier that year with Charlie Strait in his orchestra, and then about the time this record was made for Victor, they also recorded with Ben Pollock's orchestra, and they were no strangers to show business. For a time, Hannah was married to singer Charles Cayley, and then later married boxer Jack Dempsey, and Dorothy later married Jimmy McPartland, I guess before Marion, so... The Williams Sisters, starting us off on this edition of the Shellac Stack. Thanks so much for logging on and tuning in. I've got another Baker's Dozen of 78s for you, and we'll keep on moving with a record that I find interesting as perhaps the first notable cello jazz solo on record. If you know of an earlier one, or even if you know of any notable one since then, from the 78 RPM era, why not drop me a note and let me know? But this is Victor record number 20044, recorded April 29th, 1926 in Camden, New Jersey. Gene Austin singing with a small studio group, and You Gotta Know How to Love, a Bud Green and Harry Warren song.
Nobody's hard to get, who can't be gotten yet, so listen, you love sick bows. If you have someone who appeals a lot to you, here's one thing you might as well know, and I'm gonna tell you. You gotta know how to love 'em. You gotta know what to do. You gotta know how to gaze in their eyes, sigh little sighs, and lie little lies. You gotta know what to tell 'em. When there's a beautiful moon above, they're bound to fall, and all they need is a shove. You gotta know how to love. You gotta know how to love 'em. You gotta know what to say. You gotta know when they want to be kissed, and how to insist when they resist. You gotta know what to tell 'em. When there's a beautiful moon above, they're bound to fall, and all they need is a shove. You gotta know how to love. Gotta know how to gaze in their eyes, sigh little sighs, and lie little lies. Gotta know what to tell 'em. When there's a beautiful moon above, they're bound to fall, and all they need is a shove. You gotta know how to love. Thank you.
That funny little piece was called The Squirrel Dance, composed by Elliot Smith and recorded by Rudy Starita and a small group of piano, accordion, and saxophone, recorded in, I'm guessing, London in May of 1930 for Columbia Records, issued on Columbia, well, British Columbia, DB145. And of course, that's British Columbia, meaning an English Columbia pressing and not the place in Western Canada. Anyway, I play that in honor of the little friends that visit me. I have a tree right outside my window that seems to be a favorite hangout for a small group of three or four squirrels, and I've even gotten to the point where I recognize them, so I give them names, and there's Mitch, and there's Gene, and I tried putting the speaker in the window while playing that to see if I could get them to dance, but they didn't seem to take to it. They just ran away. Anyway, the squirrel dance, before that, Gene Austin singing You Gotta Know How to Love, Victor 20044 from April of 1926, and a really interesting record with what I think is one of the few cello solos I've ever heard in the jazz idiom. Well, there's lots more records still to come, and up next, a record by a little-known vocalist of the early 1950s named Bill Lawrence, who sang for a time with Arthur Godfrey's program. And the only other thing I could find out about him is that he apparently made a stop here in Pittsburgh at some point and sang for a, I think it was a high school fundraiser of some sort. Anyway, this is a recording he made in 1953 for the little Mood label, Mood record number 1013. And it's really a terrific record. Great, great studio orchestra on this. And it's a great song by Madeline Hyde and Francis Henry called Little Girl.
One girl for me, little girl. You're as sweet as can be. Just a glance at you meant love from the start. And oh, what a thrill came into my heart. Little girl, with your cute little ways, I am yours for the rest of my days, and this great big world will be divine. Little girl, when you're mine, oh mine. You're the one girl for me. Honeybee. Me in a daze. Little girl, with your cute little ways, I am yours for the rest of my days, and this great big world. Little girl, when you're mine, all mine.
There's a lake, and a house, and a girl, and a park. Listen to the breezes in the trees, harken to the grass upon the lawn. Listen to the mice in the pantry, harken to the breaking of the dawn. Ooh, ah, harken to the breaking of the dawn. There's a lake in the park, there's a house by the lake. There's a girl in the house in the park by the lake. And the girl in the house by the lake in the park is the girl in the little green hat. And tonight after eight, that's when I've got a date. When the moon's riding high and the stars light the sky. With the girl in the house by the lake in the park, the girl in the little green hat.
there's no water in the lake.
There's no roof upon the house.
No trees is in the park at all.
But she'll wait beside the lake.
I'll be welcome at her house.
I'll meet her by the garden wall. There's a ship on the lake, there's a sailor on the shore, there's a girl in his arms, she's the girl I adore. So goodbye to the house by the lake in the park and the girl in the little green hat. There's a storm on the lake, there's a ship in the storm, there's a girl on the ship in the storm on the lake, and the girl on the lake in the storm on the ship is the girl in the little green hat. As the ship starts to dip, she is losing her grip. Every dip makes her tip, not the girl, but the ship. But the girl on the ship has the pip from the trip, the girl in the little green hat. She's been sailing quite enough, she's been clinging to the rail. She's dying to be home once more. Cause the lake is rather rough, and the girl is rather pale. She's glad to get her feet on shore. Ah, she gave up the ship and the captain and his men for a round ticket trip to my arms once again. Now I'm back in the park at the house by the lake with the girl in the little green hat. There's a moral to this song, please correct me if I'm wrong. It really isn't hard to understand. All the nice girls you must know love a sailor for a beau, but only if he stays on land. Lake, house, girl, park,
man.
Green hat, green hat, green hat, green hat, green hat, green hat.
A couple of songs about little girls there. First, Bill Lawrence singing On a Mood, 78 from 1953. Nice vinyl pressing. It would sound even nicer if it were in a little bit better condition, but still, not bad. Little Girl, that great Madeline Hyde Francis Henry song. After that, Bert Ambrose and his orchestra recorded 20 years earlier, March 20th, 1933, in London at the Mayfair Hotel, The Girl in the Little Green Hat. And Sam Brown was the vocalist on that, though uncredited on the label. Decca from England, F40341 is the number on that one. It's a little song, kind of silly, but I've always liked it. It's a little difficult to keep up with the lyrics sometimes. At one point, I had been able to do it. I don't think I could do it today, but I'd have to relearn it. Anyway, The Girl in the Little Green Hat. This is the Shellac Stack, bringing you 78 RPM records from the 19-teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. And if you like to get in touch with me, I love to hear from listeners. You can send me an email, address it to shellacstack@gmail.com. Again, that address is shellacstack@gmail.com. And note the spelling of shellac is S-H-E-L-L-A-C. There is no K on the end. If you would like, you can also contact me through my website at www.briansright.com, where you can listen to past programs of the Shellac Stack, and you can also see kind of what I'm up to and send me a message that way. There's a little contact form on the website. Anyway, thanks to those, James and some others who have already written to me. I really appreciate it. And if you have a request, feel free to send that along as well. I certainly don't have everything, but I'll see if I can play something up your alley if there's something you'd like to hear. A couple nights ago, my wife and I were watching a couple of the early Three Stooges shorts, and we saw one from 1934. I believe it was only their second film, called Punch Drunks. And this is one where Larry is playing an itinerant violinist who shows up at a restaurant and wants to be hired as a musician to play for the patrons. Meanwhile, Curly is a waiter at the same restaurant, and when Larry starts playing Pop Goes the Weasel on his violin, it just drives Curly berserk, and he starts punching out everybody in sight, and they realize, Mo comes along, they realize they could make some money by getting Curly into the fights and having Larry play Pop Goes the Weasel to reveal his superhuman strength. Anyway, you'll have to see the film if you want to know where this all goes, but in the meantime, hearing Pop Goes the Weasel put me in the mood for this next record. This is a recording made August 17th, 1926 in Camden, New Jersey, in the church studio that Victor operated there Victor 20151, the Victor Band playing Pop Goes the Weasel.
The story of the three young men who went out on a hike one Sunday. Now two went by train and one took a boat, and they told him that he'd get there Monday. Well, I was the fellow who took the boat, while the other boys kidded me and got my goat. But from what happened that day, I'm glad I went my way. I'm the guy who took a ship for myself. Ooh, I'm tickled to death that I took a ship for myself. My friends all stood and laughed when they saw me take a craft. But the train they took was in a wreck. Now they're each laid up with a broken neck. That's why I'm glad I took a little canoe. I alone was the captain, steward, and crew. Now I want the world to know that no matter where I go, I always take a shit for myself. So don't you ever laugh when a fellow takes a crap. For a little cruise on the deep blue sea brings you whim, vigor, and vitality. That's why I'm glad I took a little canoe. I alone was the captain, steward, and crew. Now I want the world to know that no matter where I go, at any old time, in any old place, in rain or shine, I'll land or in space, wherever I sleep, wherever I stay, wherever I walk or talk or play, wherever I go, whatever I do, whoever I know, whatever I'm through, wherever I dance, whoever I see, wherever I happen to be, I always take a shit for myself.
What did you think he said? He was building a boat for himself, okay? That's Paul Wynn. Well, that's the credit on the label, but it's Phil Winston, and yes, that's one of those party records, Dirty Party Records. That's the Cocktail Party Records label, number 606 from 1946. A little ditty called I'm the Guy, and there were no dirty words in there, just so you know. If you thought there were, shame on you or whatever. Before that, the Victor Band, recorded in Camden, New Jersey, in the Church Building, August 17, 1926. Pop Goes the Weasel, inspired by my recent viewing of the Three Stooges film Punch Drunks, but also inspired because I recently, finally, after years of wondering, learned something about that record and others like it. That is to say, the runout on that record has a capital letter E stamped in the dead wax, and for years I wondered what that meant, and I asked other collectors and nobody seemed to really know. And I just recently found out what it stands for. And the E is for educational use. Victor maintained an educational catalog alongside their popular catalog in the 1920s. And once they switched to electric recording in 1925, Victor had to stamp all of their records with a little VE to indicate Victor Electric, because they owed royalties on those records to Western Electric, the company through which they licensed their recording equipment. And presumably, Victor may have had some arrangement worked out with Western Electric by which they paid reduced royalties for those items intended for educational use. That's how I see it anyway. And so they had to mark the educational records with this capital letter E. So if you come across a Victor Electric record from the 1920s with the capital letter E, that's what's going on. Anyway, before I get too much more tongue-tied, geez, let's play another record. Here's Bessie Smith and her Blue Boys, recorded for Columbia, August 26th, 1926. And a nice record featuring Fletcher Henderson in there at the piano, other good folks. This is The Young Woman's Blues.
Any woman in
There's a song that was already 15 years old when it was recorded by Larry Clinton and his orchestra in April of 1946. I Don't Know Why, I Just Do. And that was recorded for the Tiny Cosmo label, number SS-704. And I apologize for the rather rough sound on that. It's actually in very good condition, but in 1946, I think Cosmo Records was running a truck out on the streets to gather up loose asphalt to grind up to make their records, because all of the ones I've encountered sound pretty bad. But I think that's fairly typical of a lot of small independent post-war labels that used, probably in reality, recycled shellac, which doesn't sound that great, but still, nice performance of that, and it is kind of fun to me to look for name bands like Larry Clinton that moved over to these tiny little labels in the post-war years, and in many cases made some very nice records that you don't often hear because they're outside the control of the major labels today, so they don't get reissued as often, and certainly seldom with any real care. Before that, Bessie Smith and her Blue Boys, a Columbia record from October of 1926, The Young Woman's Blues, featuring Jabbo Smith on the cornet, Buster Bailey clarinet, Fletcher Henderson at the piano, and, of course, Bessie Smith. Nice, nice record. This is the Shellac Stack, and I got a couple of sweetheart and sweetie records for you now, starting with Red Label Columbia. That's kind of unusual because it's actually a reissue of a Paramount record made in April of 1928. It's Charles Pierce and his orchestra, and how I'd love to have the original of this, but I'm not holding my breath. It's pretty rare. This is Nobody's Sweetheart, and the real star of this record is Frank Teschmacher, that great clarinetist. And as I said, this was recorded in Chicago for Paramount Records in 1928, but reissued as part of a tribute set to Frank Teschmacher that Columbia did in the 1940s. After that, we'll hear Van and Skank, one of my favorite vaudeville teams, in August of 1919. Great Columbia record called They're All Sweeties, a Harry Von Tilzer tune. So a couple of sweetie selections, starting with Nobody's Sweetheart. Here's Charles Pierce and his orchestra.
Thank you. said I went wild, just simply crazy about a girl. You used to steal out and play with the girls every day. You tease and squeeze and pull their curls. Well, I'm crazier now, getting wilder I vow, because the girls look good to me. The young girls and the old girls, they were made to love. Then with me you will agree that they are all sweeties, sweet, sweet, sweeties. I can't keep away from the girls. You like the tall one, I like the small one. I like them when they're mild.
Hey, I love them when they're wild, because they're all sweeties,
sweet, sweet, sweeties.
Whenever I see one, I fall.
I dance a skinny one around all day with me.
I spend the evening slipping off a fat one's knee, because they're all
sweeties, sweet, sweet, sweeties. I can't help loving them all. There's a girl with a smile. She's a girlie worthwhile, the kind of girl you want to win.
And there's a girl with a pout, like Mary Pickford's lookout. Don't miss the dimple on her chin.
Some have cheeks like a rose, others powder their nose.
Or they're as shiny as can be. But take them all together, they were made to love. And I love them all, you see. Because they're all sweeties, sweet, sweet, sweeties. I can't keep away from the girls. I like the bold ones, the cold ones. I'll gay brunettes and buns, but I just love a blonde, because they're all sweeties, sweet, sweet, sweeties. Whenever I see one, I fall.
A girlie 17 can fill my heart with joy.
But when they're 39, how they can love, old boy.
Because they're all sweeties, sweet, sweet, sweeties. I can't help loving them all. Another good man's gone wrong.
I don't know why it seems to be fairly difficult to find Van and Skank records from the acoustic era in decent shape, but that one's actually not bad. Columbia A2792 from August of 1919, a Harry Von Tilzer song called They're All Sweeties. Before that, Charles Pierce and his orchestra on an otherwise pretty boring-looking red label Columbia number 35950 from 1928, Nobody's Sweetheart, dubbed from a Paramount original and actually dubbed, I think, pretty well. Sounds decent. Well, we're approaching the end of today's stack of shellac, but there's a couple more for you. And up next, something of an oddity. This is a Columbia personal record, recorded in 1923. And this is the Christian and Missionary Alliance Gospel Quintet, credited on the label as the C and M.A. Gospel Quintet. And then in parentheses, it says colored. This is The Royal Telephone, a song that I'm familiar with through a sort of shape note in Appalachian tradition, but sung quite ably here by the CMA Gospel Quintet. Incidentally, I recently was snooping around online and found a picture of the CMA Gospel Quintet, and I'll see if I can post that on the page for this podcast at my website. So if you want to take a look and see what they look like, just visit my website. Anyway, here's the record. It's maybe not quite as exciting as one would hope, but still kind of interesting to listen in on what was going on about, almost 90 years ago now. Here's the CNMA Alliance, well, that's a little redundant, the Christian and Missionary Alliance Gospel Quintet.
Pray for whatever
Matrix number, in case it helps you, on that Columbia personal record is 91408. From 1923, the Christian and Missionary Alliance Gospel Quintet, The Royal Telephone. And that brings us to the last record on today's Shellac Stack program. Before we play it, let me once again thank you for tuning into the program. It's, as always, a real joy for me to be able to pull the records off the shelf and sit down and listen through them with you. I hope you found something here that you enjoyed. If so, as always, I'd appreciate hearing from you. You can drop me a note through my webpage or address an email to shellacstack@gmail.com. And if you enjoyed it, tell your friends. It'd be fun to have even more people listening in on our little Shellac Stack programs. Anyway, we got one more record for you today, and this is a British record that I picked up in Japan about a year or so ago. Noble Sissel and his orchestra recorded in Hayes, Middlesex, in England on September 10th, 1929. Real upbeat number. His master's voice record number B5709. Great tune composed by Noble Sissel. It's called Miranda, and that'll send us out. I'll see you next time for more 78s on the Shellac Stack podcast. Take care. Bye-bye.
Gonna die on this veranda.